Hey, Giant fans. Welcome to the Giant Insider Podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation, the man of the people, Chris Bisignano. Chris, before we get started, I want to give a thank you and a shout out to the Media Captain for sponsoring our podcast. The Media Captain offers web design and digital marketing services for small and medium-sized businesses. The owner of the Media Captain, Jason Parks, is a big-time Giants fan and would love to help your business grow its online presence. Visit themediacaptain.com for more information. Once again, that's themediacaptain.com, Twitter account, at themediacaptain. Feels like it's been forever since we did this, pal. It's only been, what, since Saturday. But, you know, a lot of things on deck tonight, pal. We got a preview of the game. We got Twitter questions. We got picks.
I just want to clear something up a little bit, Jerry, before we start up, all right?
Oh, my God. Sure.
Folks, me and Jerry are very, very happy that there's so many people enjoying the podcast. And I know a lot of people, when we, like last week, we didn't have it on the days we usually do, and they ask about it. I just want to say that me and Jerry would love to be on every Monday and Thursday. We usually are, right,
yeah,
Jerry?
Right.
But, folks, me and Jerry combined have 7 kids.
That's true.
7. And things happen.
How many dogs? 3?
Yeah, right. And you got 2, I got 1. So we got 10 kids.
Yeah, right.
And sometimes the wives, you could count them as kids too, the way they act, right? Well, at least mine anyway. So sometimes, folks, things happen where we just can't get on that scheduled day. We would love to, but personal stuff sometimes jumps in the way. Right, Jerry?
Yes.
I'm not going to get into it. You had a little bit of a personal issue the last few days. Thank God it was straightened out.
Yes.
I'm not going to get into it. That's your life. But everything was straightened out. But things happen, folks, that sometimes we just can't get on. Obviously, because of the Thursday night game, we changed it up a little bit last week. But we're really happy, though, that so many people ask us, hey, why aren't you on Thursday, Friday, whatever it might be? I thought you were coming on this today. But the reason why is, everybody, is that sometimes personal stuff does jump in the way with, you know, with all our responsibilities. But we always try to get on those 2 days. We're so happy, right, Jerry, that so many people ask and so many people are looking forward to listening to our buffoonness, right,
yes,
about the Giants.
Right.
And but we promise, like, next week we'll be on twice. We should be Monday and Thursday. But Jerry always puts it on Twitter pretty fast if for some reason we're not on that day.
Right.
Right. Jerry's on top of that crap. So that's the reason why. But trust me, folks, really happy. I mean, I could tell you this. I talked to Jerry, obviously, besides the podcast all day. And we're really happy so many people look forward to it. But I'm sorry, but I just want to, you know, jump in and say that.
Man, that's awesome. And it's true. It's like, I joke that, like, the one night I said, we're going to do this Friday night. And guys, Friday night lights, right? It's a real thing. I have kids who want to go to different football games in the area, their high school, other high schools. And I joke that my wife and I sometimes turn into mules. We travel, you know, we just carry our kids everywhere. And it's different parts of town. And it's like, well, I got to do my podcast. Well, you know, it's just sometimes things happen, like Chris said. So, but I laughed at some of the, you know, we read the reviews on iTunes and most of them are awesome. And one of them was, I wish they were more consistent with the times they say they're going to be put out.
Yes.
It's like, guys,
yes.
I know, we do our best, you know.
We try, yes.
And then there was one, real quick, it said, I was nervous because it said explicit. Guys out there, if anybody can help me with this, I don't know how to take that explicit thing off. Chris and I really don't curse. We'll say the occasional, I don't know, ass once in a while, but you've never heard us say the F word or anything completely vulgar. But I can't take that explicit off, so I have no idea how to do it. So it was funny. One guy reviewed said, yeah, I was a little nervous because I listened to another podcast who curses all the time. I didn't want to listen to these guys, but they really don't curse that much. And yeah, we try not to. So anyway, if you can help me with that, reach out. But yeah, Chris, point well taken. And thanks for bringing it up, buddy. Appreciate that.
No, you're welcome, bud. I just, you know, listen, we're really happy about that feedback, right, Jerry? We're really happy people are exiting. It's better than saying, oh, who cares, you're not on, you know? So, all right, let's move on. But I just felt that I think that people deserve to know that, you know, sometimes things do happen. But, you know, a lot of people don't know our lives, Jerry, but we do have 7 kids. Like I just said, combined, and they could be a pain in the butt. We know that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. All ages, too. All over the place. All across
ages.
The map.
All ages. Yep.
Ah, good stuff, pal. So, Sunday... speaking of one of those kids, we actually went to my kid's college for the day. So I got away from the NFL a little bit And I enjoyed it because as I was away, the Eagles lost, which was glorious, and they got, you know, for the, you know, they came back for a while and made it interesting, but they got smoked. And then the New York Jets did us a huge favor, despite some of the worst officiating. I mean, the NFL, we say it, man.
Wow.
If it wasn't for the Giants, I don't know if I would watch games because it's that hard to watch now. But despite that, the Jets put up a valiant effort, beat the Dallas Cowboys, and lo and behold, the evil city faces the dirtbag team in Texas this Sunday. The Giants are playing for a tie of second. And we have a winnable game. So look, lo and behold, Thursday night was disappointing. And now, you know, that's why we play the games, buddy. It's getting interesting. That's all.
Yeah. You know what, Jerry, somebody asked me on Twitter, I think they were like, yo, Chris, you know, the Dallas game, do you think that's going to be important? You know? And I responded back to the person saying, I'll tell you what, let's win Sunday, we'll break down Arizona a little bit. This is going to be a real tough game, Jerry. Trust me.
Yeah.
This Murray kid is the real deal.
Oh, it's going to be frustrating. He's going to frustrate the hell out of us.
Oh, wow. But I said to the person, I tell you what, let's go into Detroit the following week. And if they come out of there, Jerry, with a W, then guess what? That first game in November is going to be real, real interesting. You know?
Yeah.
It will mean something. Put it that way.
Yeah.
Now, if they lose at home to Arizona Sunday, and then we could scrape all that, right?
Yep.
But the person had a very legit question. You think that game's going to mean something? It's the house. I tried to give the best answer the way I felt, Jerry. You could answer the way you feel, but that's the way I feel, Jerry, that if they go into Detroit and get a win and come out of there, and then it's going to be a real interesting game against Dallas, who are not playing well, man. They are not playing well.
And Detroit's a better team than any of us thought they'd be. They should have won, again, officiating. They should have won Monday night. Yep. Got completely screwed. That's I imagine Detroit's going to be a 7-point favorite against the Giants. So
they're going to be really tough. Yeah.
To win the next two is going to be a struggle. This Sunday's game will not be easy by any means. No game, unless it's the Redskins. And even now with a new coach, I don't know. No game is going to be easy for the Giants. But this one is winnable, and I'd like to think they will win Sunday.
Sure.
Kyler Murray is very good. He's going to frustrate the hell out of us. He's going to be running around like a lunatic. He's got a great arm. He's got great touch. I always think, like, if Kyler Murray is there at six, what would the Giants have done? Probably would have taken Daniel Jones. But I do think they would have balked a bit and said, oh, let's think this through. I mean, from the start, Kyler Murray was going to Arizona. But he's that type of quarterback. Like, he's a guy that there was a reason why he went one overall. And he's a hell of an exciting player, man.
Jerry, from what I understand, from people talking to me out of the building, the Giants facility, is that the Giants knew they had no shot at Kyler Murray. Everybody knew Kingsbury was going with Kyler Murray. So what the Giants did was say, all right, who do we like next?
If he was there,
I tell you, Sherman Gettleman really liked him, Jerry.
Yeah.
Now, I can't really speak for them, but I don't know that much enough to say, okay, they would have went with Murray over Jones. That I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
But I could tell, Jerry, I wish I had an answer for you, and I'll never admit it now. You know that. So, but I could tell you this. They were very high on Kyler Murray, very high on him. But it was just a scenario, Jerry, where they knew they had no shot at him unless they made his big package and moved it to number one. But Arizona was dead set on taking him. As soon as they hire Kingsbury, Jerry.
Who's he remind you of, Kyler Murray?
Who does he remind me of? He reminds me of like a little smaller version of Russell Wilson in a way.
Yep, there it is.
I've been studying Kyler Murray, Jerry. I went back three games. You want to talk about Arizona a little bit?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, sure. I went back three games for Arizona against Cincinnati, against last week, against Atlanta, and the game before that. And I tell you, man, I'm really impressed with Kyler Murray, Jerry. I tell you what, the kid is not back there looking to run. You know, he's looking to throw the ball. And then when his instincts tell him, like, you know, Kingsbury said that today, he goes, you know, we give him the green, but we trust his instincts to take off when he has to. And that's what he's been doing, Jerry.
Right.
Now, do they have one or two structured runs for him inside? I'll start putting this on Twitter in the next few days. When they're inside the 15, inside the 10, they have structured runs for Murray. They do. Will Murray, you know, and Murray, if he sees those edges collapse, and, you know, even Sherman talked about today, there's some plays he'll take off. But he's basically, Jerry, he's like Russell Wilson. He's back there to wing the ball, brother. He's not back there to run.
Yeah.
You know, where you look at Lamar Jackson at times, he looks like Lamar is just worried about running at times. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But I'm really impressed with him. I'm pretty impressed with Kingsbury's offense. He had a lot of red zone issues the first four games. Seems to be straightening out a little bit. He's moving David Johnson all over the damn place. Chase Edmonds is moving all over the damn place. Larry Fitzgerald still doing his possession thing, you know, and they got a kid Bird that could go over the top on you, and I'm sure they're going to take a shot on the Giants. Why wouldn't you play in the Giants, you know? But really impressed with Kyler Murray, Jerry. The kid's got an arm, his feet, and he's pretty smart, and he seems to take off. He knows when to take off, Jerry. He's not just let me look at one, let me get one reading, and I'm boom, I'm gone.
Yeah.
So it's going to be quite a challenge, dude. Quite a challenge.
It's a good point you made. He's completely different than Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson seems to be look, I haven't watched every Raven game, but he does seem to take off a lot. I mean, you can't have 150 yards rushing without taking off. I'm not saying he's a one read guy, but he's much more willing to take off than Murray. Murray kind of buys time, and he reminds me of a smaller version of Russell Wilson with an arm that's very similar. Tremendous upside. A kid, I still say he's not 5'9 because I stood next to him.
Right.
Or 5'10 rather.
Yeah, I don't think he's 5'10 either, man.
Right,
yeah.
He's like 5'8, 5'9 at best. Right. But he's the kind of quarterback that can get away with that kind of height because he's so mobile and elusive.
And you got a game plan for him in the pocket, Jerry, because he'll kill you with his legs, man. And you know, he will kill you with his legs. And on the move, he's got a right. The kid was a number one pick for the Oakland A's. All right. The kid was an outfielder. The kid's got a good arm, man. The kid's got a rocket arm, you know?
Yeah.
And he could throw on the run, you know, outside the numbers. The kid is he's quite a challenge, Jerry, for James Betcher and his defense, man.
Yeah, by the way, you brought up baseball. I didn't really want to talk about baseball at all, but you brought up the A's.
Oh, it's 2-1. It's 2-1. Let's see.
The pitching is so good.
God. Yeah, listen, it was quite a challenge for the Yankees. You know, we'll see. And a hit here and there, and he would have got the Verlander in call, but that's what makes them so great. You know,
one question, Chris.
About baseball?
Get one, and then I'll get off it because I know people don't like to hear it. Brett Gardner batting third, is that a fireable offense in your eyes?
No, but it's an analytic bull crap. And I don't go with it. To me, I put it on Twitter. Yes, you know I'm not a Yankee fan. I'm a Red Sox fan. I'm a diehard Red Sox fan.
I know, but you're a baseball guy.
But I'm a baseball fan. And when I see the Yankees batting Gardner third against Gerrit Cole,
it's laughable.
I just don't see it. And then, you know, when you got Gleyber, to me, Jerry, the best hitter on the Yankees right now,
right?
It's not even close, is Gleyber Torres.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know, while Aaron Judge does the belt things and he's pointing to his teammates, you know, and he's all this and all that. Gleyber Torres is a clutch hitter on that team.
Yeah, Judge has to get an October hit.
To me, Torres should be in the three hole. That's the way I feel about it. If I was a Yankee guy, if I was a Yankee fan, I wouldn't be happy with Gardner batting third. Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
Enough baseball. Sorry, everybody, but I had to get that off my chest, and I couldn't believe when I saw it. All right. Patrick Peterson back. What's how's that affect them?
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, he could take away half the field, you know. I expect him to play like 30 to 35 snaps Sunday. You know, Kingsbury said today in a conference call that they're going to monitor him, you know.
Yeah.
But he's going to play. He's in game shape. But they're going to monitor him. Obviously, he's not going to play 65. I wouldn't think he's going to play like 65 snaps. But he's pretty good at 30-plus snaps, right, Jeremy? He's a pretty good corner.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's going to change some things around. You know, Peterson could shut a guy down. And – this is the second week in a row now the Giants are playing a guy who could shut you down, right? Last week we talked about it. I was kind of wondering why we keep attacking the best corner in football, right?
Yeah.
Now we're going against another top corner. Yet I know he hasn't played a snap this year and all that. We're going to see maybe he could be Russ. Maybe he could get beat. I understand all that. But are we really going to go after Patrick Peterson now? You know. 5-6 times, you know? I don't know. We'll see. I hope not, because if he meets the challenge early on, you might want to stay away from Peterson. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I tell you a kid, though, I'm really impressed on this Arizona. Do you remember his – this is a kid that was mentioned a lot with the Giants. Remember Byron Murphy Jr. in the draft, Jerry?
Yes.
He went in the second round in Arizona, or was he a late one? I think he was a second rounder.
I think he was a second rounder.
Early second, right? He's a big kid. He's really – I'm watching him on film. He's really impressing me, this kid. He's going to be a real good player. So him and Peterson, especially when Peterson gets back in game, his sea legs back and all that crap, they're going to be a tough combo, those two, man.
Yeah. The good news for the Giants, the two best weapons for us practice today, right? Yep. Engram and Barkley.
Full.
Yeah. Now you
practice in full.
So you expect Ingram. Ingram was a question mark, I think, even more than Barkley. You expect Ingram back this week?
Evan told me Monday he's going, Jerry. Nice. Unless something happens, he's playing.
Nice.
You know, and today he practiced full, which is always a positive sign. I talked to Saquon the other day, and you wouldn't even know the kid's got an injury. You know?
Yeah.
He practiced full today. And he'll, Jerry, unless, barring a setback, he's playing Sunday too. Shep, probably not, you know, although he's doing a lot of things, Shep, but I don't expect him back.
Is he really?
Jerry, I'm going to the facility Monday, and I'm putting out there about, all right, we brought Fowler back in. Shep is, I expect Shep out a while, second concussion in four games, you know, the whole deal, right?
Yeah.
I go to the facility. Here I am. I'm watching the media portion of the practice, and who's on the field running sharp slants, running cuts, gasses? It's Shepard. I'm like, what the hell?
Right.
Yeah, the helmet on, the whole deal. So he was running hard. I'm like, holy crap, this guy is probably not far off now, you know? So I don't expect him Sunday, but, you know, a lot of people, including me, expect, well, you know what? He might be out 4 to 6. Who knows when his head's going to be clear now after this? And I expect him back in a few weeks. I really do.
That's incredible. I would have been less surprised if he was out for the year than coming back anytime soon, to be honest with you.
Well, it's
second
not,
concussion.
Right, Jerry. Concussions you really can't predict.
Right.
One, a guy might have one and be out 14 games.
Yeah.
A guy might have three and only miss 5 games. You know what I mean? You can't predict it. Everybody was just going on, well, this was his second one in a short time period, right?
Yeah.
So automatically you assume he's going to be out a while.
Well, yeah.
And Jerry, I just want to clear something up.
Yep.
A lot of people on Twitter like...
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, a lot of people on Twitter, you know where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Okay, a lot of people on Twitter are like, well, you know what? It's the second concussion this season. I think it's third, whatever it might be. You should sit him out the rest of the year. No, no. Listen, I know this sounds cruel maybe, or, oh, Chris, how could you say that? You know, the guy's got kids. He's got another one on the way. One kid, he's got another one on the way. His wife's a model. Folks, this is the NFL. If you're cleared to play, you're playing, brother.
Yeah.
Guys are out there with 6-7 concussions. They were cleared. They're back in. This is the life of the NFL. This isn't a feel-good story of, well, Shep's cleared. He's good to go. But you know what? I don't know if we're going to win this season, so we'll sit him out the rest of the year because, you know what, the guy's got a kid coming. No, that's not the way this works, man. This is the cruel part of the NFL, right, Jerry? But when you're cleared, Jerry, and you're making $10 million a year, you play, brother.
Yeah, I mean, dude, Mason Rudolph was cleared this week. I didn't think he'd ever...
I didn't even know that. He was cleared?
I'm pretty sure I saw that on Twitter today.
Yeah, you're probably right. I didn't
think he'd ever play again after seeing him...
Playing again? I thought he was going to put a toe tag on him on the field. He looked like he was dead.
Yeah, I'm going to check.
I was scared for the guy.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain that Mason Rudolph it was cleared to play this week or cleared to practice.
Okay.
Which is insane because I can't believe he's even walking after seeing him, you know, get his face mask taken off. He cleared concussion protocol.
Jerry, I've gotten to know Sterling Shepard pretty good the last few years.
Yeah.
And I could always tell the mood Shep's in. You know, when he had it, he banged up his foot once. When he's injured and he knows he's not playing or he knows he's not going to be helping the team, he's very like a little grumpy in a locker room. He's a little standoffish, you know?
Yeah.
I saw him Monday and he did that usual hopping up to me, giving me the high five, fooling around. I said to myself, this kid's going to be back soon. Nice. I wouldn't surprise if he's back Sunday, you know? So he probably won't be cleared for Sunday, Jerry, but I expect him back. I wouldn't surprise you. You see him in Detroit, man. Wouldn't surprise me.
That's awesome. Good for him. I hope he's back, but hope he plays it safe, and you don't want to see him get another one. And
Jerry, the doctors are going to play it safe with him.
Yeah,
nobody's going to put him at risk.
Just want to make sure he's all right.
Those days are over. Nobody's putting him at risk.
Yeah,
he has to be cleared by an independent doctor. You know.
You said they picked up Benny Fowler, Chris. I don't know if it's worth mentioning. The Giants cut a hell of a special teamer in Nate Stupar as well. So
yeah, but don't worry. I'm sure he'll be back in about 5 minutes. Because that's the Giants. All we do is cut guys, bring them back, cut guys, bring them back, cut, you know.
Yeah, they signed Jonathan Hillman back to the practice squad.
I mean, I got to be honest with you, Jerry. I probably could have found a kid in my son's high school as a running back and fill the practice squad. I mean, you saw what Hillman did in his playing time. And they bring him back again. I mean, there's nobody else out there to put on a practice squad? They're going to bring this kid back again?
That's what I don't understand.
Oh, my God. Stupar again.
And you can't just blame Shermer. You got to go Gettleman and Shermer because Gettleman's blessing it. I mean, if I'm Gettleman, I'm like, you got it. If Shermer's asking for Nate Stupar, my reaction would be, you're kidding me, right? I mean, we can't find another linebacker that can play special teams. And you want Hillman back after what he did in New England?
I don't get it. Come on. I don't get it. I don't get the whole Stupar thing. I said it back in August. I say it again. And they really look stupid because they're so cold. He's on the team for special teams, and you saw what happened Thursday night, right? So
yeah, I think he's one that we predicted would make the team only because they like him, but we didn't want him on the team.
I'm sorry, Jerry. Which one is that?
No, I said Stupar is a guy that we both, I believe, predicted to be on the team, or at least
right.
But we didn't want him. It was just they're going to keep him because they love his special teams play.
Right. So now he's gone again, but I'm sure he'll be back at a later date.
So Tate would be obviously the number one receiver, and then you have Shepard's out. Is it going to be the same wide receiving core that we saw against New England with Latimer and Slayton?
Yeah, that's what I would expect with Fowler mixed in.
Yeah, Benny Fowler.
Don't forget now Evan Ingram's back, so he'll be a big. And you look at the Arizona's defense. I mean, he should be a big factor Sunday, man.
Yeah,
Arizona's—they leave holes all over their cover too, man.
All right, sorry about that. So, they leave holes in the defense. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I expect Ingram to have a big game. Tight ends have killed Arizona, and you look at them—the cover two—they play a lot, and it's not surprising. I mean, there's holes. I expect Tate to have a good game because Tate's really smart against zones. And Ingram, I expect that. And watch Barkley out of the backfield receiving too this week.
Yeah, I expect this to be a very high-scoring game on both sides. I just think it's going to be a fun game to watch if you're not a Giants or Cardinals fan. It's going to be a little annoying to watch if I think one of the Cardinals or Giants fan, because you're going to see your defense get lit up a bit. And, there's going to be times in the game where Murray and Jones frustrate the hell out of us, for both good and bad reasons. I don't expect much defense in this one. I expect like a 30-something to 30-something game. So.
Right. I think Jones is going to have a big game this week, Jerry.
Yeah, me too. He's going to have to. He's going to have to bounce back a bit.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. This is not the Vikings or the Patriots he's facing this week defensive-wise. And now that being said, they have two guys that could kind of wreck a game a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
Chandler Jones has been around. It seems like he's been around forever.
Yep.
He's still doing his thing, okay? I think he has 5 sacks coming in this game. And a guy who I thought was finished, Jerry, I have to be honest with you, I didn't think he had anything left. And he signed into a 2-year deal. Terrell Suggs, the old Raven.
Yeah, it's amazing. He's got to be 100.
He's playing. Yeah, right. He's playing pretty good ball, yeah. Suggs. I thought he had nothing left.
Yeah.
And he's playing pretty good, man. So those are two guys. You know, Nate Solder's going to be matched up against Chandler Jones a lot. And that's a matchup that's worth keeping an eye on, right?
Yep, absolutely.
The Giants have to do something there. They can't let Chandler Jones and ruin his game and Suggs and all that. So,
also, guys, I wanted to add, we'll be giving away tickets again this week. So to the Arizona game, tickets and a parking pass. So I haven't decided, you know what, man, I don't know when I'm going to do the question. I'm not going to do it tonight. Probably do it tomorrow sometime. I may just do a surprise question during the day. The first person paying attention gets to respond. But I'm going to do it based on tonight's podcast. So.
Yeah, give people a couple of days to listen to it, right?
Yeah.
Catch up and
at least a day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because we are on a day early, you know?
That's right. That's right. So again, dude, sent out the Twitter the questions tweet earlier today. Got 70 something responses. Obviously can't go through all of them, but we'll go through a significant amount just because we haven't done it in a while. So we owe you guys that. We'll try to get to some people that we've never gotten to. But we will kick it off with Big Blue VCR, who asks multiple questions every week. It is a great follow. He puts out a lot of good content. Have you guys noticed a tell with Jalapio that in the shotgun, he looks back and ducks his head prior to the snap? This would seem to be an easy read for the defense in timing the snap and evaluating this year. He seems to stick out as an area of an upgrade in 2020. I'll show myself out. Have you noticed that?
Well, a lot of centers do that before they snap it. But I noticed that teams seem to be timing their cadence pretty good.
Yeah.
Everson Griffin seemed to be doing it really well.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
And I noticed that the Patriots were doing it too the other night. So it's not so much Jalapio. Now, it's whatever count they're using. They have to keep changing it. Yeah. Somebody actually brought it up to Shermer after the Viking game. He gave the usual, oh, no, no, we changed. No, they won't do that. Yeah, they were, Pat. You know, everybody was talking about it up in the booth. It was like their timing, you know, Griffin's timing, and they got to change up this cadence. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't think it's – now, I'm not definite on this. I don't think it's so much Halepiel looking, because a lot of centers do that before the shotgun.
Yeah.
I think it's what Jones and the cadences up front that they're going to have to mix up a little more, because it seems like teams are getting a jump on these snaps, right? At least the last few weeks.
Yeah. Curmudgeon responded to his question. I've noticed Zeitler adjusts his stance as well on nearly every play, but that's not a tell. He just adjusts his stance. I see him do that. He bops up and down kind
of. Yeah, that's all legal. He straightened that out in training camp, because a lot of people thought that was like a false start.
Yeah.
And no, Zeitler's been doing that a while. He went over with the referees in training camp to make sure – what he was doing is legit, because he does like the last second move.
Yeah, he bounces up and down.
Yeah, and no, everything he does is fine.
Almost reminds you of what the Cowboys used to do in the 80s when they would jump up in the air. They would the Landry 80s where they would like stand up and then get down.
Yeah. He invented that, Landry.
Yeah. Yep. And he did that to hide motion, right? I think he did it to hide hide the motion of the running back or the receiver.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. Texas Wine Lover at TX Wine Lover. We've come to expect mistakes by DJ because he is a rookie quarterback, so he is forgiven. Good question here. At what point do we not forgive? Hashtag buffoon crew. I think year two, I think people will say, right now it's a grace period when he throws a pick. Even there were a couple the other night where I got aggravated. The one I got aggravated where he held on to the ball too long. And according to Chris, actually said he was throwing it away, and he confirmed he was throwing it away. I was aggravated on that one. But I think... Yeah. I just think this whole year is kind of a learn kid. Mm-hmm. And then I think in the next year, it's all right, now what do you got? Come on.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I agree with you, Jerry. There's going to be a lot of that this year where you kind of get pissed off. Then you say, okay, he's a rookie. But next year, if he's making those same mistakes, then you start getting pissed.
Yep. All right. So Rich at Paisano 21, you're the first one to ask this. There's a million questions on this. So this is the only one I'm asking on this.
Mm.
With the trade deadline coming up and moves starting to happen, what are the odds that the Giants join the party and try to cut bait like Jack Rabbit and Ogletree for draft picks, or do they go the other way and try to land a player to help the rebuild? Hashtag buffoon crew. I'll let you take that first.
Well, I don't think they're going to go the other way and land a player.
Me neither.
I don't think Ogletree is going anywhere. But, you know, I put it on Twitter the other day. If there's one guy I think you could see getting moved, I think Jack Rabbit is the guy.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of that, Jerry, how about what Jacksonville got for Jalen Ramsey?
Is that insane? Are they nuts?
Are the Rams insane? I guess the Rams think this is their window and they're going for it.
He's not even signed. They got to sign him.
They're going to have to sign this guy, and he's a problem to begin with. You know, he'll go in and act like he's a great citizen and all that crap, and then he'll start his crap and, you know, next year whenever he starts up. And they got to sign him. This guy thinks he's worth like $30 million a year.
But you're also... You also pay a lot of taxes in the People's Republic of California. He's going to have to sign a huge, massive contract. He's not going to like that.
No, he's not going to like that part. Nope. And you know what? The Rams don't have a number one pick for like 5 years now, whatever the hell it is. And for the next three years, they haven't had one. And tough way to keep winning, bud. They're going for it, I guess, you know. And they feel, you know, they traded Marcus Peters. You know, the other guy's out for the year, and they brought in Ramsey. So we'll see.
Unreal.
But the Jaguars got two number ones for him, man. Pretty impressive by Tom Coughlin. And
gotta give him credit for that, man. That was a coup, baby.
Yep. And Jerry, honestly, I don't think the owner wanted to move Ramsey, but I think what happened was Coughlin went to the owner and said, "Hey, this is what we could get for him." And the owner was like, "Really? Okay." I signed off for that deal, you know?
Yeah. I'm thinking now. We got Peppers, too. Peppers of first. Okay, I'm not going to revisit that. All right. Carlos Rodriguez. I'm sorry. You know what? Let's go to Frank the Real Tank first. The real Frank the Tank. What has happened to Grant Haley? From the early days of camp, we were hearing that he was the best corner on the field. It's a good point. I mean,
he was
singing his praises early on. Mm-hmm. What, the real game start? He stinks? What? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Not that he stinks, but the real game started, and it's a lot different than the real games.
Yeah.
And he hasn't covered well. I mean, you know.
But Sam Beal's going to be active soon, huh?
Sam Beal will be playing in week 9, yes.
Awesome.
until he pulls a hamstring in practice this week. No.
Yeah, he's always pulled a hamstring, right?
Yeah, but they did activate him, and he'll be ready to roll against the Dallas Cowboys, right?
Yeah. All right. Carlos Rodriguez at Big Blue Issues. Officiating has been horrible across the board. You know, you said a mouthful there, buddy. It seems like every game has a major blunder, and it's getting worse with the stupid PI challenge rule. My question is, what would you guys suggest for fixing this mess? I'll take it off the air as always. Hashtag buffoon crew. Get rid of that stupid challenge because it's stupid. You know, if you're going to review pass interference, then review holding, then review everything. They haven't overturned hardly overturned any of them. This was a reactionary move by the NFL because they blew it so badly. And you know what I would do, guys? I know I've said this a million times, but I haven't said it on the podcast. I would make officiating a full-time job. It is a full-time job. And if you want to pay them to get the best, you have to pay the best. I believe that. You know, during outside of football season, you make them do other games. You make them do, I don't know, you make them take classes, watch film. It has to be a full-time job, in my opinion. You can't just give them whatever it is, $3,000 a game or whatever it is. I know that sounds like a lot of money because it's only 16 games. But the job is so important to the NFL and to the game that I just think you should have it as a full-time gig. That's my opinion.
Yeah, well, I've always said that, you know, that and during the week, it's like the NFL. You're practicing. You're looking at these at the games, and you're learning what you did wrong or did right, whatever, you know, and you're going with what you did right and all that. And then in the off season, you go back to your job, you know, like the players do. In the off season, whatever they don't work anymore. But you know, you do whatever you have to do. I tell you what, I read an article today about one of the, I forget who wrote it, Jerry. It was a former referee, a retired referee, said that. What they should do because of these calls are so critical now that teams are losing games because of them. Okay. That they should have a roving eye in the sky that looks at every play, Jerry. And like I said, at hands of the face the other night, that was called. And they see it quickly and they see it wasn't, buzz down and go, that's the wrong call. And even the ref says, you're only going to have two or three of them a game. So don't act like it's going to cost like another half hour. It's not going to cost you a half hour.
Right.
Where there's a guy actually watching each play, Jerry, sees that quick, buzzes down, says that's the wrong call, and then they pick up the flag. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying, Jerry, you got to think about too.
That's a good idea, man. I think anybody would be open to any suggestion because what's going on now is a travesty to the game.
Because why, Jerry? Because now teams are losing games because of these calls.
And you know what the least enjoyable part for me is as a fan, bud? You see a play by the Giants. It's a good play. All I'm doing is looking to see the yellow flag pop up.
That's all you do.
That's all I do.
That's all you do.
Any play.
Jerry, even the other day, the Jets and Cowboys.
Oh, it was disgusting.
It was five plays in a row.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And I'm still looking for the call. Jamal Adams got called for interference. I'm like, what? They just can't figure out the interference. They just cannot figure out how to officiate that call, dude.
The worst one I saw in that game was, I forget the linebacker, covering Elliott, and he turned his head. And they still called pass interference.
He turned his head. That was a good play.
Yeah, it was a great play.
You know?
Yep.
And they just cannot – they just do not know how to call that play, Jerry. It's embarrassing, man.
So kudos to you, Carlos. You started a hell of a discussion here, buddy. Nice job. Nice question. Peyton Combs at I Am Pate. If they play Julian Love, do you think they will play him at safety for some snaps? Well, they did play him. Hashtag Buffoon Crew. Thanks, Peyton. They played him, what, one snap against the Patriots?
Yeah, I think you'll see a few more, and it's going to be at free safety, I expect, yeah.
Yeah. At the Patel USA, I don't want to mess up his first name, Patel, at the Patels USA, with approximately $60-plus million in cap space, which position will Gettleman address in free agency? Edge linebacker, inside linebacker, corner, center, or tackle? Hashtag buffoon crew. I'll try that one first. So if they're going to upgrade, my prediction is they'll upgrade two linemen. They'll upgrade right tackle and center. I think one of them will come from free agency. Another one will come from the draft. I don't know if you want to go into the draft taking your future center and right tackle and saying, okay, start now. I think you'd want to mix in a veteran with that on defense. I don't know, man. It's tough to say. I think if you're taking if you're upgrading multiple people at one position. So, like, if you, say you wanted two inside linebackers, for instance. Say Connolly's not coming back the way you thought. I don't think you grab two in the draft. I think you're going to grab one in free agency and one in at the draft. That's just that's my take. Right. That's my opinion.
Right. I don't know. Yeah, it also depends what the hell's out there, right? I would expect offensive line too, man. I would, and a linebacker. Yeah. That's what, you know. I mean, how many? What real dominant edge guy is going to be a free agent? You know, that you know, maybe a Clowney may hit the market, right? Oh no, wait, did he sign with Seattle? No, he's playing on a franchise, right?
I think so.
We'll see. You know, we'll see.
Gibbo at Brett_Gibson. Oh, from Australia, Aussie Buffoon Crew. Nice. Will the combination of Mayo, Connolly, and Carter be good enough for 2020? Hashtag I'll hang up and listen.
Mayo, Connolly, and Carter? Yeah. Well, Carter's not an inside linebacker. He's going to be outside.
Well, I guess he means linebackers as a whole. I guess he means
good enough to start? Yeah. No, I mean, I don't think there's any question Ryan Connolly's going to be penciled in, but not Mayo.
Yeah.
Not Mayo.
Tom, if you win the tickets, no, I will not be going. That's why I'm giving them away, pal. But next time we'll meet up again, and yes, I will tailgate with you, Tom Lapp. Oscar Nieves, what's up with the RPOs? Why don't we see DJ running it more? It seems like every time they run an RPO, it acts like a draw play that de-stacks the middle, and Jones has daylight to run to the right, but he doesn't run. Is it growing pains or by design? That's a good question, because there's times where it seems like if he took off, he'd get about 70 yards. But I don't know, man. What do you think?
I think you'll see more when Barkley's back Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, not, you know, the zone read and RPOs isn't much of a threat when you have Hillman back there, you know? When you have Barkley back there, it's triple the threat, you know? So expect more. Expect more when Barkley's there.
Freddie Blassie, sorry, we're not going to touch the Ballantyne Love question. We've discussed it ad nauseum, but good question.
Forget about Ballantyne anyway. He's in concussion. I don't know when he's going to be back.
Matthew Christopher at MrChris172. He's a Buffoon Crew member, I think, from the beginning. As a natural-born buffoon, do you guys think there's anything that the Giants can do to give the fan base a feeling of they're going for it this year? Or is it all about 2020? Hashtag Buffoon Crew. Chris, I thought you brought up a great point. I think if they're 4-4, I think that's where they decide, let's see what happens against Dallas. If they beat Dallas somehow, then you know what? Then they're all in, and then maybe Jenkins doesn't get traded. Who knows? Or maybe he still does because he's not playing well, but odds are if they win 3 in a row, Jenkins had a reason or had a play in that. So, yeah, I think they're going to wait to see what the record, how the record bears out, and they'll decide from there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The way the Eagles and Cowboys have come back to the pack really quick, right?
Yeah.
Especially the Cowboys. They were 3-0 at one time, right?
3-3.
They've come back to the pack, and losing to the Jets isn't a good look for them. I'm sorry. I know Donald was back, and the Jets were pumped up, but that was, you know, that was a bad loss, dude. That was a bad loss. And, you know, so if the Giants beat Arizona, you look at it 3-4, and then you go into Detroit, you know, and then you see. But the way they've come back to the pack, these two teams, everybody's 3-3 now. Let's see what they do against Arizona. Then we'll go into Detroit. You know, you play it like that, right?
Yep. 100%.
Don't forget Dallas and the Eagles are playing, right? Sunday night. So one of those teams is gonna be 3-4.
Yeah. Can't wait. That's gonna be
awesome.
What's
going on with Dallas, Jerry?
I think they're just playing better teams. I don't think that – I know Dak – look, Dak Prescott is a playmaker, but he's not a good quarterback. The one he scored at the end was on where he ran the ball. I just don't think he's a franchise guy, which is why I hope they give him $40-plus million a year.
Jerry, you know, I've been trying to think because they got a lot of talent, you know. And I know people said, oh, well, Tyron Smith was out. So was Collins. So you can't judge by that. Well, the 49ers didn't have their starting right tackles either. Yeah. And they went into LA and knocked them off. Okay.
Yep.
So nobody wants to hear the injury crap. Sorry. Yeah. Nobody wants to hear it. I was watching them down. I was like, what's going on here? Jerry, on defensively, they look like they're a step slow. Even Jalen Smith and Van Der Esch.
No, there's no way Jalen Smith is a step slow, buddy.
But they look, don't be a wise guy. I know it's hard to believe he's a Golden Dome, but Jerry, they don't seem to be swarming to the ball like they have in years past. Even game one against us.
Yeah.
They seem to be a little bit behind for some reason, the team, the Cowboys. And we'll see. You know, it's a lot of football left. But I'm looking at them, and I was like, man, they just don't seem to be to have that quickness and swarming to the ball in defense like they did last year. Yeah. You know, I don't know. Jason Garrett is a listen, he's a nice guy, Jason Garrett, but he's a buffoon. He's not a head coach.
He's a figurehead.
He's a cheerleader on the sideline, and he can't even get high fives of his own players now coming off the sideline.
Wow, that was bad.
Well, because, Jerry, they just held him to a field goal, and they were pissed off they gave up a field goal. And this guy's like trying to, oh, that's great, guys. Oh, Jason, if you want a cheerleader, we'll go to one of these, you know, we'll go pay for a cheerleader. You're supposed to be a head coach, dude. You know? So please stop. He's just a cheerleader. That's all he is. He's a puppet. Always has been.
You think he's a guy that if he was fired, if he went back to being an offensive coordinator, he'd be better at that? I know he's not. I know he doesn't call the plays here, and he's just a figurehead. But think if he concentrated on an offense and called an offense, do you think he'd actually be okay with that or no?
I'm sure he would be better. Yeah. You know, he's in a difficult situation, but you ask for it. You keep coaching it under Jerry Jones. You know.
Yeah. Frank Ciotto at Frank Ciotto. What's your take on whether Peppers is a building block for this defense going forward? He's not as good of a tackler as Collins. Beg to differ. But what about his ability to cover? You want to take that first?
I think Peppers is a little better in coverage than Landon, no doubt about it. But I do think Landon is a better tackler than Peppers. I mean, Peppers has 10 missed tackles. He leads the team. That's a lot, dude.
Yeah.
That's a lot. But listen, he's got a big upside, Peppers. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. All around?
Think he's a building block?
I don't know. I hate to say building block, Jerry, but he's a guy that should be here and is a guy that should be one of the staples of the defense, Jerry. Yes. Yeah. I don't know if a pro – like I don't know about building block, but a guy that I want to see here, Jerry, and put more pieces around him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, that's what I like to say. But, Jerry, I have to be honest with you, dude. Peppers does a lot of good things, but the missed tackles is alarming, Jerry, to me a little bit. He does miss tackles, dude. He had a key one last week against New England, Jerry.
Yeah.
And moved the sticks. That was a key play. You can't have that as a strong safety, Jerry.
I remember Collins missing a lot of tackles. I remember the Carolina game. That was one of the worst games I saw Collins play. You know,
well, that happened to be a real bad one for him.
Yeah, and that's just in my head, so.
Yeah, well, yeah, I just think overall Landon was a better tackler. He's a better tackler than Peppers, but we'll see. You know, Peppers has done a lot of good things too, Jerry. Yeah, you know, he's done a lot of good things too.
The king of Mount Oblivious at DLB 1000002. Probably too late. Nah, we're good. But if my question came in under the bell, does my bookie know if the Giants D is really improving or if it's weather, opponent, smoke, or mirrors? I'm not hanging up. I want to argue over the phone about your answer, LOL. I think the pass rush is improving, definitely, right? I mean, how can you argue that? And then, look, if the pass rush gets better, all of a sudden your secondary looks better and your linebackers look better. So, you know, Dexter Lawrence is, what, PFF's highest graded interior rookie tackle.
Yeah.
He's, eighth overall or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, look, these guys, they drafted the guy that, you know, we raised an eyebrow to, the Dexter Lawrence pick. Turning out to be a pretty good player. O'Shane Zimenez, other than the Patriot game, has looked good. Marcus Golden, Chris's boy from, 2016, right? He had that good year?
Yeah.
2017.
16.
He looks like he's back to that form. So,
he's playing great. Yeah,
so pass rush is there. It's a lot easier for everybody else when the pass rush is good.
Yeah, listen, and their issue is the back end, right? That's the big problem with the Giants right now. The back end. They just can't cover anybody, man. It's tough.
Here we go. Oh, this is easy. John Osler at John Oz 21. What game or moment stands out from the Giants-Cardinals games when they were both a part of the NFC East? Great question. Hashtag buffoon crew. I'll let you take that first.
Oh, man. Jimmy Hart hitting Roy Jetstream Green and beating us late in the game. I don't remember the year. But that, for some reason, that always sticks out to me because we were winning in that game. I don't remember the year, but that game and Otis Anderson doing damage to us back in the day.
Yeah,
that sticks out to me. Back with the old rivalry when they were in the East.
For me, it's easy. 1990, game six, I think it was my third game going as a kid. I was 15 at the time. Mm-hmm. Hostetler coming in, looking terrible all game, hitting Baker to make it 19-17, then driving back down, hitting Lionel Manuel at like the 23, and then Matt Barr kicking a 40-yarder to win the game 20-19 in the closing seconds. I was with my dad and two friends of mine.
All right.
So that was
the game. That was a game I remember Jerry saying, well, maybe we could know, maybe we could still do some things even though Sims is out, right?
Yep.
After that game.
Yep. And I think Big Blue VCR actually had that on his Twitter account a couple days ago.
Right.
So, good stuff. Here's front. Marissa K39 at Marissa K39. What are your thoughts of Javaris Allen signing? Do you see him as a good addition to the team? I like the John Hillman return to the practice squad. Well, you're the only one. He's a young back learning, and I disagree with that. Hashtag Buffoon Crew. What do you think of Javaris Allen, Chris? Anything? Know anything
well,
about him?
I always liked Buck Allen when he was a Raven. Let's put it this way, Jerry. Yeah. He's an upgrade over Hillman.
Yeah.
Okay? But Barkley's back this week. If Gallman's back in a couple weeks, you're not going to see Buck Allen. You know what I mean? So, but right now, they're going to need him, right? Because it's probably going to be Barkley and then him and Penny, right?
Yes.
So, he's an upgrade over Hillman. He should be an upgrade over Hillman. I mean, you know.
That's
how I feel about Allen.
Yeah, I agree. H-E-I-N-E. I guess that's Heine or Hain. I don't know. S. Peterson at H.S. Peterson. Hey, great question. Hey, guys, who would you prefer winning the Dallas Eagles game relative to the Giants' chances of winning the division? Feeling buffoonish if the Giants win on Sunday. Hashtag buffoon crew. I'm rooting for Dallas only because of where I live, and I can't have the Eagles in first place after Dallas started off 3-0. The Eagle fans will be everywhere. This is like rooting like for syphilis or gonorrhea. Like I this is a tough one, guys. I'm going to root for, I guess, syphilis here, and I'll root for Dallas. I don't root for them. I pull for them. So there you have it.
Yeah, I'd rather see Dallas win too.
Yeah. So
I deal with so many cocky Eagle fans. I don't know why they're cocky, but I remember when the Giants got smoked by the Vikings, the first thing out of my friend's mouth was, don't worry about it. We'll take care of them for you next week. Mm. And they lost by 18 points, same amount.
Yeah, they did. Yes, so, that's right.
Yeah. So, nobody was taking care of anybody. So just for that reason alone.
Yeah.
I'll stick with the Dallas there.
Yeah, plus Dallas. I mean, once they'll win this week, then you see the gear. And then if they lose, they put it away. Then they put on their Yankee gear. So it is what it is, those fans. They're frauds for the most part in the Northeast.
Also, Yankee fans are frauds?
No. The Dallas Yankee fan is a fraud.
I mean, also, the Yankee fan who roots for Dallas is a fraud?
Yes.
They're really not a Yankee fan.
Typically, they're front runners.
So Yankee fans are front runners?
No, Yankees, Giants, Yankees. We've gone over this. Yankees, Giants, Yankees, Jets. It's fine. Yankees, Dallas, you're evil. You're just
calling Yankee fans who also happen to be Cowboy fans frauds?
Frauds.
Once again, you're going to insult people?
A-U-D.
Why is that? They can't root for the Cowboys?
It's a childish way of rooting. They watch the teams in the 70s. And here's the deal.
Folks, I have nothing to do with this. If you're a Yankee fan, you want to root for when the blowback comes, send it Jerry's way.
I'll take it. I'll take the blowback, baby. All right. Cameron Newman at Cameron Newman. Do you see Kyler Murray being more of a threat on the ground or with his arm against our defense? Both. Here's a good one. Mike Holdner at M. Holdner. Amazing pod per usual. Thanks, buddy. Any updates on the ex-Cardinal free agent Buchanan?
Nah, not at all. I haven't heard his name at all.
Yeah, they're not going to get him, are they?
Jerry, he hasn't done anything in 2 years.
I know, but Petro likes ex-Cardinals.
I mean, he didn't even play in Tampa.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. You know, some guys, that's it, folks. That's it. It's over.
Would you want Zach Brown?
I don't want Zach Brown anymore. I got to be honest with you. I put this on Twitter the other night. Of course, right, as soon as he was released, I noticed people were coming at me. Chris, your boy's out there. You know? Yeah. But watching him, Jerry, he looks a step slow, man. You know what, dude? I don't like what's going on with him. Something happened to him in Washington last year. All of a sudden, he stopped playing. They benched his butt and at the end of September, October, whatever it was. He had a problem with coaches. And then all of a sudden, the Eagles. Jerry, do you really believe it was because he talks stuff about Cousins and Cousins? That's why he really – if he was playing solid football, Jerry, if there was nothing going on with him, they're not going to release him.
It's probably a part of a bigger problem with him.
That's what I'm saying, Jerry. Yeah, that was like the final straw of a bigger problem.
It just made him
right?
look stupid and the media was all over him. And
I always liked Zach. I always liked his game, but you know what? There's something I don't feel right about him anymore. No, I would stay away from him, man.
All right, we'll do three more. Brian Reddy at Brian Reddy 4. When Dan Quinn is fired, would you hire him as the Giants DC? Chris?
Yes, I would.
1,000%.
I would.
I would drive to Atlanta and give him an escort.
Yeah.
All things Giants. That's a negative question. I'm not asking. Lisa, sorry. Sorry, dear. It's a trade question. We answered that. Michael Peterson, what kind of blackmail do you need me to dig up on Betcher for Chris to force him to play Valentine in Love?
Well, unfortunately, now it's just down to Love.
Here's a good one. Here's a good one. Patty F. at Scorpio 1968. Who has more rushing yards on Sunday, Daniel Jones or Kyler Murray?
I'll probably go with Murray.
Yeah, me too. Me too. A lot of Kyler Murray questions. We'll go one more. Here we go. This is awesome. Warren Osler at Osler Warren. Chris, can you tell Shermer to hire an assistant coach to help with game management? I nominate Jerry. Can you imagine him in the headset losing it saying, dude, do not punt on 4th-and-2. We're down 14. Can we please launch Stupar? Don't be a buffoon and throw the challenge now. So, Chris, can you get that done?
I'll want to bite him, see if they're interested.
All right, that's it, bud. A lot of good questions, a lot of fun stuff. Again, guys, we're going to do our picks now, but we'll give away tickets, like I said, sometime tomorrow. Haven't decided. Might be on a whim, but if you listen to this one closely, the answer will come from this podcast. So last week, Chris bullied me into Jacksonville. Because of that, I don't have the advantage. We split I think we had four different, and we split them 2-2. So you're still up 4 on the season, buddy. Good job by you. Most funny. I listened to the podcast again because that's how I get the picks back and to see who we took. And I remember I said it on it. You're bullying me into Jacksonville. I'm going to take him. So
yeah, good stuff. Good move.
Yeah, good job by you. Tomorrow night, Chiefs at Broncos. Chiefs have been playing well.
Yeah, right. Imagine they lost 2 in a row at home. But I'm going to go with them tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Me too. Sunday, 1 o'clock game. Raiders at Packers. That's not even a laugh for anymore. Raiders are decent. They're good.
Ask the Bears if they're laughing.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to go with the Packers home, but a close one.
Yeah, so it's going to be a close game as well. But yeah, the Packers are good, man. I can't believe the Packers lost to Philly. Unreal. Rams at the Falcons. I can't believe they're 1-5. I thought they'd be inconsistent, but they're 1-5.
Yeah. But guess what? They're going to upset the Rams.
Wow. So, yeah?
I think so.
I'm going Rams.
Okay.
Good for you. 49ers at Redskins.
man, I tell you what. Did you look at the box score? Did you look at the statistics of that Rams 49er game last week?
No.
They held the Rams like 179 yards. That 49er defense is legit.
Yeah.
I don't think Case Keenan and that offense has any shot against that defense right now. That defense is playing off the charts. I like the 49ers.
Yeah, same. Texans at Colts, 1 o'clock.
I like this Texas team, buddy. And guess what? Deshaun Watson is getting some time, brother. Well, you see how good he is.
He's got the best left tackle in football on his team now.
Well, he's playing one of the best right now. You know, I'll still go with a couple of guys over him, but he's playing really well. He's starting to play well for them now. I like the Texans.
We took Eli Apple over him.
I'll go Texans
too. I know he had the bomb.
I'm not getting
thing.
That again.
I know.
But stop bashing Reese, will you?
He doesn't deserve it. All right, I'm going to go Texans as well. Oh, this is a great game. Vikings at Lions. I'll go first because I don't want, I think I'm copying you. I'm going Lions in this one at home, beating the Vikings. Kirk Cousins comes off the cloud. He's been on for 2 weeks.
I'll go with the Vikes, bud.
Nice.
I like this Viking team, man.
Another million 1 o'clock games. Jaguars at Bengals.
Who do you like, Jerry?
Oh, man. Oh, I can't decide. The Jaguars are the most perplexing team to me. I'm going Bengals at home.
Well, I'm going Jaguars. They got the better defense. Jaguars win by about a touchdown.
All right, I'm going Bengals.
And so now they're going to burn you this week.
Bully me into the Bengals, Chris. two more 1 o'clocks. We will wait on the Giants. Dolphins at Bills.
Oh, God, please. Yeah, I know. Next.
Same. Chargers, 4 o'clock.
I see Josh Rosen benched again, huh?
Crazy. That guy went from potentially a one overall
you know, to dropping a bit to now, is he going to be just Kerry Collins and float around for a while?
I don't know, man. I hear some things coming out of Miami about him too, so I don't know.
Unbelievable.
He's got a bad team in front of him, but.
It's amazing because he's one of those guys that could have been the top pick. By the way, speaking of top picks, how about Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota? Their teams are probably going to move. Yeah. They're 1-2.
Yep.
This whole thing about you have to get a quarterback 1-2, it's not always true, guys.
Yep.
All right. I think I have to take a bit 6. Then you get your franchise guy.
There you go.
Chargers at Titans, speaking of Mariota.
Mariota's out.
Yeah, he's out this week. He's not going to play.
Yeah.
Chargers for me.
I'll go with Tannehill and the Titans.
Look at you. Yeah, I'll go Chargers. Phillip Rivers is a real baby, huh? You see him at the end of that game the other night?
He's kind of losing.
Thank God they traded him. I can't stand him. Ravens at Seahawks. Great game.
This is a close one. I'll go with Seattle. I don't know. Seattle does it every week. I like Seattle.
Yeah, two good quarterbacks. Defenses. I'm going to go Seattle at home, though. Saints at Bears.
I'm going to go Saint, man. Bridgewater. This should be a defensive tough. Is Jerry, I don't think Trubisky's playing, right, again?
I don't think so either.
I'll go with something tells me the Bears are going to win this one at a time. I'm going to go with the Bears at home.
I'm going to go with the Saints. Gonorrhea at syphilis or other way around, whatever.
I'll take Dallas at home.
Yeah, I will too. It's funny. I didn't know that till now. I thought that game was in Philly. Huh.
Yeah, I made a mistake. You asked, but I thought it was two until like a couple of days ago. Yeah.
I'll take
Dallas. I was thinking that game was in Philly too. Yeah.
I'll take Dallas as well. Monday night, Patriots at Jets. I'm rooting for the Jets. I'd love to see them beat the Patriots. I'd love to see Darnold do this. Obviously, not a Jets fan, but I just would love to see. They've been getting slapped by them for so long. It'd be nice to win, but I can't pick the Patriots. I can't pick against the Patriots. I'm going to go New England.
I did tell you last week the Jets, that was going to be a close game.
You did call it.
I had Dallas, but I thought it was going to be close. I think this one's not going to be a blowout either, dude.
No, I think it's going to be a close game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be close too. But I enjoy watching the Patriots kick the crap out of the Jets every year.
Do you?
I take great delight in it. Yeah, I really do. I don't know what all of a sudden your newfound sympathy for the Jets.
No, I just I don't. I'm not. I'm tired.
I don't know where the hell that comes from.
I'm getting tired of the Patriots. That's all.
Okay. Could I ask you something?
Yes.
What do you have against Belichick? The guy's a giant.
I don't have anything against Belichick. But
no, you don't. You don't like Belichick, dude.
No,
admit it.
No. There's a lot of I know a lot of Boston people who just won't stop, and it's very annoying. That's all.
I'm talking about Belichick. What is it?
I don't dislike Belichick. He's great.
Yeah, I think you do.
You're putting words in my mouth. He's the best coach of all time.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. I think you don't like him. So why do you want the Jets to beat him now Monday night?
I'm tired of Tom Brady. I'm tired of Boston. I'm sick of it. But like, wait. So hang on. I could think Belichick is the best coach of all time. Like, do you think he's a fun guy to hang out with, Bill Belichick?
Yeah, I think he'd be very fun.
All right.
You sit there and talk football. He can rip you apart for a couple hours and tell you don't know shit.
He's the kind of guy, you ask him a question, he's just going to like make fun of you. He's going to look at you like you're an idiot.
Well, you ask an idiot question, he's going to look at you like you're an idiot. I don't blame him.
But I don't think you could ask him anything. I think he's probably just a mean guy.
No. From what I understand, that's not true. He's very difficult to deal with, but if he respects you and he knows you're asking good questions, he actually goes into answers in detail, from what I understand. But anyway, let's get back to it.
All right, most important game.
Patriots.
Same. Most important game of the week.
Oh, so he's a Jet fan now.
1 o'clock, Cardinals.
I feel bad for the Jets, Chris. I hope they win.
Is this guy for real?
Well, look, it's a shout out to Evan Roberts. I hope Evan gets some joy out of this football season.
I mean, I want to see Evan's teams. I like Evan, so I want him to be happy too. I'm just saying that. What's your newfound sympathy for the Jets now?
I think I'm so happy they beat Dallas last week. You know what? You've earned it, guys. I'm rooting for you. There you go. 1 o'clock, Cardinals at the New York Football Giants. Who do you got?
I'm going to go with the Giants, bud. I think a 31-27 win.
Yeah,
Jones.
Nice.
I think Jones leads them down, and the Giants score a touchdown like 2.5 minutes left, and they get a stop at the end. I like the Giants by 4, bud.
36-33. Very similar score.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's going to be a lot of field goals, a lot of touchdowns, a lot of scoring, two-point conversions, stuff like that.
Yeah, I could see that happening, especially supposed to be a nice day Sunday. I could see that happening.
Yeah. Great job, buddy. Went an hour this time because we haven't done this in a while. Anything else you want to bring up?
No.
Sure? Wow.
Yeah. You got to paint your face green now after the podcast?
No, come on. I like the Jets. Can't stand the Jets.
I feel bad for the Jets.
But I'm...
I really feel bad if the Patriots beat them all the time. I don't.
Well, I'm happy they beat Dallas.
That's not what we're talking about, guy.
I know. I just for the Jet fan, I know a lot of them, and they're decent human beings. Yeah. And it's like, you know what? Just for you guys, beat the Patriots. Beat them and enjoy it.
Stop being a Belichick hater. The guy started with the Giants. The guy's a giant at heart.
I know.
Stop being a Belichick
hater. Dude, you know, a few years ago,
Nobody cheats once in a while.
Real quick, a few years ago, I'd put out there, I was on the Scott Farrell show. You know, the guy who talks like that, you know. And I was on his show, and I said, don't be surprised if they make a call. And I had never heard of Barstool Sports. They destroyed me. Like, they took it like I was going into their town and taking their statue of Larry Bird and melting it. I was like, I mean, they went nuts. You can find it now. Like, the guy destroys me.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
It's like, wow, jeez, I didn't even go after him. And they just
killed me. You know, your Belichick hatred came out. I don't care what you were saying. Oh, we're going to call him. Yeah, okay.
All right, buddy. Great job.
He probably would have taken a job. I probably got back to him, much you hate him.
Yeah, probably. He probably would have taken that job. If he's offered that job,
only guy in New York that hates Belichick. I don't get it.
I like Belichick. This is all fake news, pal. All right, folks. If you want to order a copy of The Giant Insider or a subscription, rather, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. You can actually order the digital copy through that as well. Or go to magzter.com, M-A-G-Z-T-E-R. We printed this week. For those of you who subscribe, hope you enjoy it. For those of you who don't subscribe, you really should subscribe because it's pretty friggin' awesome. Anything else, buddy?
No, that's it, man. We'll talk next week.
Yes, we will. We will recap the Giants' victory against the Cardinals. Remember, guys.
Oh, my God.
Sundays are Giant days. Go Yankees. But for those of you who root for the Yankees and Cowboys, you are frauds.
He just touched the money. Unbelievable.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.